The National Service Secretariat has released the 2013-2014 National Service Posting. Service persons are to check the regional office in Accra today for their place of postings. The acting director of the secretariat, Alhaji Alhassan Imoro, who announced this in Accra, cautioned against persons who pose as officials of the scheme at various points of registration who are extorting monies from personnel to change their postings. He said the secretariat will expose such persons, adding that some officials have already been arrested and are being investigated by the police. Yvonne Atilego has more.
Out of the 86,782 registered personnel from tertiary institutions, 7,110 have been deployed to various sectors, with the education sector again being the major beneficiary. Alhaji Alhassan Imoro said there are many more people to be posted, adding that those who register late will be posted late. He asked the public to be wary of people who may pose as officials of the secretariat just to extort money to change postings of service persons.
The scheme has recorded a number of impersonations and fraud and extortions by some unscrupulous people who attempted to take advantage of unsuspecting and desperate service persons who desired to change their posts or to get some other favors. Some of these people have been arrested and handed over to the police. When we are done with the police, we will make the list available to the press, and then you show the whole country that these are the people who are involved in the fraud cases with our system.
Alhaji Imoro said with the experience gained from agriculture, the scheme will be considering developing an oil palm plantation soon.
We have had enough experience, 3 years of experience in the agriculture, and we need to diversify. We need to put value addition to our produce so that we can impart knowledge, we can introduce the service persons to profitable agricultural ventures, and that is where our motivation is, and we want to pursue that vigorously.
On the issue of introducing traffic wardens, Alhaji Imoro said it is a good idea but needs time and resources before it can be implemented.
We do not just post service personnel on intuition. In Ghana, we have regulatory bodies that are responsible for traffic management. So if the regulatory bodies find they are challenged in that respect, they will write to National Service to see how best we can partner each other and then resolve the problem. They did not receive any invitation from any of the traffic management or a traffic regulatory bodies. It is, however, a good idea that we implemented, but we have to do a lot of work. We have to do a lot of training. We have to mobilize resources to be able to direct them. In other countries, it is common to see service persons on the streets, by the streets, and they are there with sensors to monitor traffic volume.
Meanwhile, the scheme said there is a clear process for applying for change of postings and that no payment of money is involved.
Yvonne Atilego reporting.